1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the San Antonio FC on Saturday, August 27th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
For a limited time at 7-Eleven, when you get a big gulp for 79 cents, you'll get a free Red Box movie rental. All supplies last, subject to additional terms. Charges apply for additional nights.
Looking to sell your home? Concerned about marketing, value, pricing, and everything else involved in the home selling process? Call me, Terry Hall, and take the worry out of selling your home. We'll sit down, make a plan on how to get the most money for your home, talk about the whole process, how it works, and how it fits your timetable. I have helped many of the listeners of KTRS get where they want to go, and now it might be your turn. Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. Make selling your home simple and stress-free.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian Geis and Dan Strauss here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you are welcome to call and play right now. Dan told me that just before we went on the air with the Harris Challenge, somebody called with a correction about last week's Harris Challenge, in which I had asked who played the pinball wizard, or I was talking about the movie Tommy, and I mentioned that in that movie based on the Who rock opera Tommy, that Elton John had played the pinball wizard. And this person, whose name I'm sorry I don't have, said no, Elton John played the champ, who the Tommy, played by Roger Daltrey, plays pinball against, because Tommy is the pinball wizard and Elton John was the champ. And I appreciate you calling with that correction, because you're absolutely right, and I was absolutely wrong. But here's what amazes me. That was a week ago, and we live in the most immediate times of my life, where not only could you call us earlier than a week later, I have an email address, paul@harrisonline.com. I have a Twitter account, @PaulHarrisShow. I have a Facebook page. Ian has a Facebook page. Dan has a Facebook page. The show has a Facebook page, AM and the PM. You can contact us any way you want, almost instantaneously. You don't have to wait a week.
Yeah.
But he got it mentioned on the air. If you would have if you would have done it last Friday.
No, I would have mentioned
it. Okay.
Oh, if he had emailed me and said, hey, you got this wrong, I appreciate it.
Maybe he'd forget to mention it on the air. I better wait to do it right before.
I know.
Well, I don't know if whether that was the motive or not. But either way, when you want to contact us about anything, use one of those venues and you can get through. Now, let's play today's Harris Challenge, which is a guaranteed error-free. 100% guaranteed.
Oh, are you?
Or what? Your money back.
Oh, there you go.
Please keep your receipts. To play the Harris Challenge, you're going to end up trying to get through questions in a category. And that category is inside this little device we have right over here called the semi-random category computer. Push that button once a week, and they go spinning around, and lights that are not connected to anything go on and off for no reason, just like the lights on computers in old movie theaters, in old movies. Oh, there was an error.
Old movie computers.
Old movie computers.
Yes. you know, like the Whopper in War Games.
Oh, sure.
It had the lights on the side that went in sequence, but they didn't actually mean anything or do anything. Or HAL in 2000, or any computer that's been in any movie ever, the lights flashing on the side don't actually mean anything, just like on the semi-random category computer. Inside that will be the categories, and we'll find out what those are in just a moment. But the valuable part of this is when you get to your category, if you get 8 points or better of the 15 possible points, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And every Saturday morning, I happen to know Johnny Londoff Chevrolet has donuts from Old Town Donut Shop. Actually, I think every day they have them in the service department.
Donuts so, as big as your head.
Yes.
Have they taken that out as their official slogan yet?
No, they should.
They should. Put it right in the window.
Also, Peroni.
You don't think people would come into your place if you had a sign outside saying donuts as big as your head? I would stop in there just to see them.
Just to look, yeah.
I don't care if you're diabetic. You're pulling in there.
Yeah. I want to see the donut as big as my head. Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you. They have two locations. One in Florissant, once again, right around the corner from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
And in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
By the way, when you go into Peroni's, those pizzas, they're as big as a pizza.
Oh, they are. And as big as your head. Well, bigger than your head.
Yeah.
Also, from the Skyview Drive-In.
Skyview Drive-In sponsors the Harris Challenge. They're on the North Belt West in Belleville, open 7 nights a week, right up until next weekend, which is Labor Day weekend. If you were to go this weekend, you would see Sausage Party and Bad Moms, the double bill, on Screen 1. Or you can go to Screen 2 and see the number one movie in the country, Suicide Squad, and the number two movie in the country, War Dogs, both playing in the other double bill at the Skyview Drive-In. And we've got free tickets for you.
That's right. Or we have a pair of tickets to see the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles, on October 7th at the Family Arena. If you want to buy tickets, you can do that now. They're available at the Family Arena box office or through MetroTix.
And if you get all the questions in your category right, we call it a clean sweep and give you a bonus.
Yeah, you'll get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
Okay, so again, the number is 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS, and I punch a button randomly of these lines, and we find our first contestant right here. Hello, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the Harris Challenge, where you get the unique broadcast opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain in something we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead.
I'm just going to throw it right back at you. I enjoy listening to the Harris Challenge and listening to you on Fridays.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. All right,
thank
so
you.
We've already turned on the computer, and I look at the screen here, and I can see the categories are always led by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category two is, I thought the Olympics were over. Or you can have category three, Who Did What Now? Which one will it be for you, Chris?
I'll do Who Did What Now.
Okay.
I just didn't watch the Olympics.
Okay, well, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. You got to get 8 points or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which town was described as the apex of horror by UN aid official this week? Baton Rouge, Aleppo, Syria, or Rio de Janeiro, Brazil?
Baton Rouge.
Aleppo, Syria. Who won re-election as mayor of Cormorant, Minnesota this week? A 9-year-old girl, a 9-year-old parrot, or a 9-year-old dog?
9-year-old dog.
Correct. Named Duke. According to a report this week, what has replaced cigarettes as currency in prison? Ramen noodles, Snickers bars, or Pokemon cards?
Pass on that one.
Which NHL team has hired the league's first woman onto its coaching staff? The New York
Calgary Flames.
You can have the New York Rangers, the San Jose Sharks, or the Arizona Coyotes.
Oh, the Coyotes. I'm sorry.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Because of an all-time surplus of private inventories, what is the government going to buy $20 million worth of? Cheese, medical marijuana, or oil?
Cheese.
That is correct. 11 million pounds of cheese.
Wow.
And the new currency in prison, ramen noodles. Chris, you got the 2, you got the 4, you got the 5. That's 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome, and thank you very much for listening. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I talk to our second contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'm going to a high school football game. I have a daughter who's a freshman. She's in the marching band, and so headed to the high school game tonight.
What does she play?
She plays the trumpet.
Okay.
At Marquette High School.
Okay. Well, good luck to her on the season.
And I want to mention one other thing, Paul.
Yeah?
The most useless computer that I ever saw on TV was the one on Lost in Space.
Yeah. again, you know, the lights and the beep, boop, 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 they're not doing anything.
All right.
Here are your category choices, Larry. Have you been paying attention? I thought the Olympics were over. Or you can have Forbes' highest paid actresses.
Let's go with Forbes' highest paid actresses.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. This is a new report from Forbes magazine this week on which women in the movies are making the most money in the last year. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of Joy and X-Men Apocalypse is the highest paid actress, making $46 million this year?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct. Which star of Ghostbusters and the now-canceled Mike and Molly was paid some $33 million this year?
Melissa McCarthy.
Correct. Who made $12 million by starring in Money Monster, Mother's Day, and ads for Lancome?
Is that Scarlett Johansson?
It's Julia Roberts. Who earned $13.4 million, mostly for playing Lois Lane in Batman vs. Superman?
Pass on that one.
Which star of Bad Moms and the voice of Meg on Family Guy earned $11 million over the last year?
Was that Mila Kunis?
That's correct. Who played Lois Lane in Batman vs. Superman?
Well, let me go Scarlett Johansson there.
It is Amy Adams.
Amy, okay.
Yeah. By the way, Bad Moms, one of your choices at the Skyview Drive-In. Let's see how you did here, Larry. You got the 1, you got the 2, you got the 5. You're just at the threshold for winning. 8 points. Nicely done.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you about your prizes while I talk to contestant 3. Hi, Nancy Lynn.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I keep track of how long it can be before I can play again.
I like that. I appreciate that. That's a conscientious contestant.
Yep.
You want to plug anything?
I want to tell you that those donuts are every bit as good as you make them sound. Oh, my God, they're delicious.
And they're as big as your head.
Well, they're as fluffy as my head, whatever that means.
All right, Nancy Lynn, what do you want? We have you been paying attention? I thought the Olympics were over. Or Forbes' highest paid actors?
Well, let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country was hit with a 6.2 earthquake Wednesday morning that has killed over 270 people?
Italy.
That's right. Who was named the new captain of the St. Louis Blues this week?
I haven't a clue.
All right, here's your 3-pointer. What company released a sunscreen this week that smells like fried chicken?
I don't know, KFC?
Correct. Which of these are at historic lows in St. Louis? Car thefts, street festivals, or McDonald's franchises?
What do you mean by low?
It's the lowest. The numbers are lowest than they've ever been.
Street festivals.
Car thefts.
Oh, well.
Which company backtracked after cashing a lot of flack for raising the price of its EpiPen 450% since 2004?
Mylan?
That's correct. Who's the new captain of the St. Louis Blues?
I wouldn't even have a guess.
You know what? We can ask hockey expert Dan Strauss.
Alex Petrangelo.
That is correct. Defenseman, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I know it all. I know it all about hockey. Ask me. Go ahead, Dan. Dan, ask me anything you want about hockey. I'm a hockey expert. I'm better than Jim Brewer and Brandon Wiese combined. Go ahead. Ask me anything.
Who's number 11 that they retired?
All right, Nancy Lynn, congratulations. You got the 1, the 3, and the 5. That's 9 points, and you're a winner. Nicely done.
All righty.
Congratulations. And we'll move on to our 4th contestant now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Paul.
5 seconds to plug something.
Everybody just have a great weekend.
All right. 2 categories left. I thought the Olympics were over. Or Forbes highest paid actors.
We'll go with, I thought the Olympics were over.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Rob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV reality show is disgraced American swimmer Ryan Lochte going to appear on next season?
Big Brother.
Dancing with the Stars. Which TV reality show did non-disgraced American swimmer Michael Phelps appear on this week?
Don't know.
Which American soccer goalie was suspended from the team for 6 months for conduct that is counter to the organization's principles?
Solo.
Hope Solo is right. Which country's Olympic team had trouble at baggage claim when they returned home because they all had the exact same red suitcases?
Russia.
It was Britain. What is the next city that will host the Summer Olympics?
Tokyo.
That's correct. In 2020, back to the two-pointer. Which TV reality show did non-disgraced American swimmer Michael Phelps appear on this week? I'll tell you, it's a competition show.
American Ninja.
Well, you got the country right. It's America's Got Talent.
Oh,
but right. The good news for you, Rob, is that Hope Solo is worth 3 and Tokyo is worth 5. And so you also are a winner with 8 points. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
So far, nobody's been punished today. Let's see what happens with our final contestant. It's all on you, Tom.
Thanks, Paul.
Go ahead and plug something.
The movie Proximity opens next week in Fort Warrenburg. Theaters features Adam Wainwright. Information at circa87.com.
This is Tom Oldcroft, who's going to be who appeared in the movie Proximity, and who I did not arrange to have on here. He just called in and was able to get through. Tom will be the casting director at the Mid Rivers Mall next Friday and Saturday, and 3 other Warrenburg theaters will be showing the movie Proximity and doing an open casting call from 5 until 8 each day next weekend.
And Tom, you know that Paul and I both have movie experience.
That's right. We're movie professionals.
Yes, I didn't see you, but I certainly saw Paul's role as the professor in Mississippi Grind.
Oh, you can see me. I have like a 2 or 3 second cameo in Up in the Air.
Up in the Air.
I was in a scene with George Clooney.
It's so uncredited, though, because Dan's ego did not allow
him. Yeah, I told him not to even worry about it, don't
interesting.
Insufficient screen space for the ego?
Interestingly, Tom, the category is Forbes highest paid actors, and you've been in a movie, Dan's been in a movie, I've been in a movie. Surprisingly, shockingly, we're not even on the list.
I can't believe it.
But these 5 actors are. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former wrestler and star of Fast 8 and Central Intelligence is at the top of the list with $64.5 million earned in the last year?
Vin Diesel.
Dwayne Johnson. Whose work in Suicide Squad and Concussion earned him $20.5 million this year?
Will Smith.
Correct. Which Chinese movie star earned $61 million to land at 2nd on the list?
Jackie Chan.
Correct. Which 74-year-old actor returned to the list with a $15 million payday for the 7th in a series of space-based movies?
William Shatner?
Harrison Ford from the Star Wars thing.
Okay.
5-pointer. Who slipped from 1st place to 8th place this year, despite continuing to star as a Marvel comic book action movie hero?
No idea.
Take a guess. There are a lot of comic book action hero movies.
Captain America?
Who's the actor? It's not the guy who plays Captain America. It's the guy who plays Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
All right.
He was in a Captain America movie this year, but he's down to 8th place on the earnings list. How will he pay his mortgage? Tom, you got...
And how will you punish me?
Well, we're going to find out here, because you only got 2 points for Will Smith and Jackie Chan for 3, and so you got 5, and that puts you under the threshold of winning and right into the punishment zone. I read this week that the band Ween is reuniting and is out on tour. I only know one song by this band because years ago when I used to let listeners vote on the worst song ever, we got a lot of votes for a little thing called Push the Little Daisies. Which musically is not horrible, but vocally, I believe the word dregs would apply. Listen. When I hear this, I imagine the producer and the engineer behind the glass in the booth saying, okay, when is the real singer going to come in?
Oh, sounds great. Keep it up.
We're just laying this track down now. Somebody else is coming in later, right? If you think that I'm a loser, well, you suck. Dan, do you and the Upside Down Band do any Ween songs?
No. No, but we should probably try and add one.
You can't do worse.
No.
The chorus really brings it all together.
Are we coming up on the chorus? All right, here it comes. Push the little daisies and make them come
up. Push the little daisies and make them come up. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Push the little daisies
and make them come up. Okay, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you produce punishment music for the Harris Challenge. Tom, have a great weekend, and good luck next weekend with the casting.
Thank you very much, Paul. Hope to see you there.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the KTRS app. You can also catch up with past episodes of the challenge you may have missed by going to my website, harrisonline.com.
All right, let's check traffic once again with Tim Weiland.
All right, crews are working with an accident on westbound Highway 40 at Clayton Skinker that had actually didn't have any lanes blocked. It was an overturned vehicle, but it was in kind of the safety V, so they had traffic backing up. It was already backed up to about Vandeventer. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's thinning out rapidly. You're slow east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270s, Olive down through Doherty Ferry. You've got westbound 44, still heavy from King's Highway through Hampton, and slow from the Merrimack River out past Bowles. And eastbound 270, you're slow east of McDonald now through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Unbound. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
It's going to be a tough week to follow up on. We had Wainwright, Mozeliak, you name it. But we'll start fresh on Monday. Holloman, Higgins. Later in the week, we're out on remote. Tim Azell is going to stop by at RTP. We'll kick off the week Monday at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc. I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend presented by Edward Jones is August 26th through 28th when the Cardinals host the Oakland A's. There are great giveaways all weekend long starting on Friday night when fans will take home a Bob Gibson Hall of Fame red jacket statue courtesy of Scott Credit Union. Saturday, it's the 2016 Cardinals Hall of Fame inductees plaque presented by Edward Jones. And Sunday, fans will receive a replica batting practice hat courtesy of Monsanto. That's the Cards and Athletics August 26th through 28th. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Fans, this is Randall Grichik, and I love taking batting practice. On Sunday, August 28th, we face the A's. That day is the adult replica batting practice hat giveaway. 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, will receive their very own batting practice hat. It's a day you don't want to miss. Sunday, August 28th, tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today.
The adult replica batting practice hat is presented by Monsanto.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 888-960-3997. That's 888-960-3997. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters at 888-960-3997. That's 888-960-3997. Remember, 888-960-3997. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at galmishandsons.com. That's Galmish spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E and sons.com. Family-owned since 1950.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin fiberglass window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded, restrictions apply. Free product is of equal or lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
Enjoy an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at Sugar Creek Winery in nearby Defiance, Missouri, just off Highway 94. On weekends, you'll find live music out on the terrace. Sugar Creek Winery also offers a selection of cheeses, sausages, and snacks to complement your wine experience. Visit their gift shop for souvenir glasses, wine racks, and other wine accessories. Becky, Ken, and Chris invite you to spend a relaxing afternoon at Sugar Creek Winery in St. Charles County. See their website at sugarcreekwines.com.
Life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cover bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
Which comes in handy as you mow your yard with your Husqvarna mower, also from RTP. They're located off I-44 and 141 and West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, are you ready to play?
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home, let me go home.
You know, today's show was guaranteed to be error-free. This part does not count as an error. This is more of a mistake.
Yeah, because it's totally different.
Cause it's,
see?
Friday.
It's a long work Friday.
It's a special song for today.
No work till Monday.
And I'm sure you're like me, glad we didn't make that mistake.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's a long Friday.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. This portion of the show means bringing in Mr. Mike Evans from Southern California. Hello, Mike. How are you?
What happened to Music Army?
It was an error.
Operator error.
Technical error.
We're looking at getting one of those robot cars to run the board.
Totally computer-related technical error.
Yeah. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the hottie whose father is the most successful commercial contractor in Austin, Texas. Millionaire money many times over. Think about this question real carefully, and I think you can probably get the answer. Is it Sandra Bullock, Demi Lovato, Renee Zellweger?
Yeah.
Amber Heard, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Okay.
Okay.
Love Nuggets. It's very odd. I mean, I don't know what the deal was, but the other night, Lady Gaga and Ray Liotta were spotted canoodling at the Boa Club here in L.A.
Mm.
Now, that's an odd couple.
Mm-hmm.
Very odd. It is true. Jennifer Lopez and Casper Smart have broken up, however.
And there's always a however in life.
This isn't the first time. I'd say they're back together by Thanksgiving, by Labor Day.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to last very long. Movie review, Little Pontius!
Yes?
Hands of Stone. Did you see it?
I did not.
It's about former boxing champion Roberto Duran in general and Roberto Duran's manager Ray Arcel in particular. Arcel, played brilliantly by Robert De Niro. Look, when I worked for the New York Post, one of my assignments was boxing. And during those days, you know, got to meet and cover Hagler and Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns and Ollie and Ken Norton and all those guys. So for me, this movie was kind of special. The movie is not just about boxing. You don't have to be a boxing fan to enjoy it. It's about life, it's about winning, it's about losing, and it's about forgiving. Rated R, 105 minutes, 3 stars.
Wow. You know, if I were a reviewer who saw this movie and didn't like it, I would review the Roberto Duran movie in 2 words.
No mas.
Mas.
Yeah.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you very much.
All right, Mechanic Resurrection. Did
what?
You see it?
What? Mechanic Resurrection?
Yeah.
Never even heard of it. It's definitely not open in St. Louis yet.
Well, good thing. It's horrible. Jessica Alba, Tommy Lee Jones, pitiful.
You know, Tommy Lee Jones is starting to fall into that category of Michael Caine and Robert De Niro just doing schlock movies for the paycheck.
No. And we're going to do something new. Every Friday, I'm going to give you what I think would be a great watch on demand at home.
Okay.
Sing Street.
Oh, yes.
Didn't do anything when I was here. It was an limited engagement. Came and went. Made in Ireland by an Irish band. Did you see it?
I did. I loved it. It's from the same guy who made the movie Once.
Same guy that made the movie Once, which is another great movie.
Yes.
4 stars if you can sitting around this weekend, or you're going to the Ram game. Oh, I guess I got
it.
Hella.
Yeah.
Why don't you get yourself Sing Street?
By the way, since you're in Southern California, how is Rams fever?
Well, they sold out. You know, I told you they sold out 70,000 season tickets in 10 minutes.
Wow.
So
good for them.
I think that'll last about 2 seasons, and then
if they don't win, people will drop them like a forget it.
Yeah. Maybe 2 seasons.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Me, I'm still a Dallas and Denver fan.
Yeah, I like Denver.
Yeah. TV News, the National Geographic Network plan an expose documentary on ISIS. This is called 1,000 Suicide Cubs of the Caliphate. It's how they recruit kids between the ages of 8 and 12, brainwash them into being suicide bombers.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's one of the recruiters? Yeah.
And Will I Am. And Apple have teamed up to do a new show called Planet of the Apps. They review new apps for smartphones and other devices and also tell you how you can market your own app.
Okay.
Kind of a good idea for a TV show.
That's a clever name.
Date in history, 1939, on the state, first major league game is televised, Reds versus Dodgers. How about my Dodgers, those Dodgers last night with the Giants? You see that?
No.
No.
Manny Moore, the pitcher for the Giants, took a no-hitter into the bottom of the ninth inning, 2-out, 2-3 count. One pitch away, Corey Seager of the Dodgers singles up the middle.
Oh.
Breaks up a no-hitter.
Hmm.
It was exciting. Tonight, Cubs versus Dodgers. And I know you were pulling for the Dodgers. I mean, the Cubs just, man, are they really that good?
They've already had the division won, so we really don't care what they do the rest of the season.
Yeah.
We just have to worry about the wild card.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the pop quiz question. Name the name of the hottie whose father is the most successful commercial contractor in Austin, Texas. A million times, many times over. Sandra Bullock, Demi Lovato, Renee Zellweger, or Amber Heard. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Ian, I'll let you go first today.
I'll say Demi Lovato.
Oh, man. I'll go Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, this is tough because I know Sandra Bullock lives in Austin now, but I know that Renee Zellweger was born in Texas. I'm going to go with Zellweger.
They were all born in Texas.
Oh, they were. Well, what an idiot I am.
Ooh. No, you're not.
I'm going to go with Zellweger.
But at the beginning of the report, I said, if you think about it, maybe something happened that you might be able to get the answer.
Oh.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah. The answer is Amber Heard, who took the $7 million settlement from Johnny Depp and gave it to charity. She didn't need the money. Her daddy is worth almost $1 billion.
Oh.
Amber Heard, and finally... Friday, over to Monday, we're going to play the Aloha Friday. Have a wonderful week in St. Louis, and remember, Lily Yokalani, Kalani, Yanni Yoli, Kayla Kuku, and a Kaka, and a Oka, and a Hui Hui Ho, a Killaway, and a Kaimuki, Kaka Oka, and a Hui Hui Ho.
Anana Koli Makawani Yana Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
All right, there's Mike Evans. I've got knuckleheads in the news for you. By the way, I guarantee you, at least one of the stories I'm going to tell you in knuckleheads is a story you will repeat to your friends this weekend. But before we get to that, I have to tell you a story from Australia of a new dictionary that has come out called the Australian National Dictionary, which has 16,000 entries, all with Australian idioms, things that they speak in Australia, words and phrases that they use in Australia, that even though it's the same language as ours, we don't know what they're talking about. For instance, at one point, somebody said that the Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott, if he were to take on Vladimir Putin of Russia, he would shirt front him. Do you know what shirt front him means?
Shirt front?
No.
Oh, pull his shirt up over his head?
No, it's a phrase from Australian rules football where you charge into an opponent and knock him out with your chest.
Oh.
Shirt fronting.
Oh, man.
Here's another one. What is a bogan? B-O-G-A-N. Bogan.
I don't know.
No clue.
Boomerang.
An uncultured and unsophisticated person.
A bogan?
Yes. And here's my favorite. And Dan is going to use this one from now on. What is a budgie smuggler? Do you have any idea?
Budgie smuggler.
Yeah.
No.
Really tight men's swimsuits.
Makes sense.
Well, there was what do we have here? Smuggling yo-yos.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a banana hammock.
Yeah, banana hammock. I've heard. But the next time you see somebody at the pool
budgie
wearing
smuggler.
One of those videos, think to yourself, the man's in a budgie smuggler. Now, knuckleheads in the news, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PF Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app and have Laclede Cab pick you up. Now, spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Gurispur, India, where a 42-year-old man showed up at the hospital complaining of pain in his abdomen. Doctors did an X-ray. Then they did an ultrasound. Then they discovered the guy had a solid mass in his stomach, which they thought was cancer. So they took him to the OR and opened him up and were shocked to find it wasn't cancer. What the guy had in his belly were 40 metal knives. He later explained to them he had an uncontrollable urge to eat knives and had been swallowing them for the past 2 months because he liked the way they tasted. It took 5 hours in surgery, and I've seen the picture. They have these little 4-inch blades laid out next to him in the operating room. It's unbelievable. Doctors say he's now knife-free and will be discharged this weekend. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for story number two from Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, where Ray Mazzarella was mad because one of the trees in his neighbor's yard had grown so much that the branches were well over Ray's parking space in his apartment complex, and they were dripping sap onto his car. He asked the neighbor to cut back the tree, but the neighbor refused, so Ray grabbed a chainsaw and cut down the tree at its base. Unfortunately, Ray had no experience cutting down trees and did it the wrong way, so the tree came crashing down onto Ray's apartment. Now the whole building's condemned. He and five other residents have to find a new place to stay. Ray, by the way, is still so angry with the neighbor that when he was released from the hospital, he went up back to the guy to confront him with a baseball bat, but the neighbor pulled out a stun gun, and, well, in the end, the cops had to get involved. The Red Cross is helping everybody find a temporary new place to stay. Ray's new home is the county jail. Story three, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Melissa and Monty Atkinson were setting up camp at the Red River State Recreation Area when their 6-year-old child found two fingers on a picnic table. Yes, human fingers, a middle and ring finger from somebody's left hand, and the skin between them was still there. The crime lab checked the DNA of the fingers and got a match in the police database. They belong to 24-year-old Mackenzie Steele, who was involved in a fireworks accident in downtown Grand Forks about a month earlier. He had tried to light the fuse of a 2-inch mortar round, put it inside a launch tube. He held onto the base, but the firework exploded, blew apart the tube, sending shrapnel into Mackenzie's hand and ripping off his ring and middle fingers. But here's the great part of this story. That accident with the firework happened several miles away from the picnic area.
Oh.
So how did the fingers end up in the picnic area? Were they blown there by the blast? No. The crime lab says there are beak marks in the flesh. So they figure a bird found them downtown, picked them up, and flew with them over to the picnic area where the Atkinson's kid found them. And story number four, our final one for the week. In Lakeland, Florida, Kyle Cook was almost finished cutting the grass in the backyard when he heard a loud rattling sound. He thought it might be his push mower. When he stopped pushing, though, the noise continued. And that's when Kyle saw a rattlesnake about a yard away. He says it was 5 feet long and several inches wide. He took one step back, stepped on a twig. That snapped. The noise provoked the snake, which lashed out and bit Kyle on the ankle. He called for his wife, Sarah, who called the poison control hotline and drove him to the hospital. Doctors there told him he's very lucky he's such a large man. His fat saved his life because all the fatty tissue had kept the venom from getting quickly into his bloodstream. They gave him a dose of antivenom and a night in a hospital bed. Then Kyle went home and added the story to the other odd things that have happened to him in the last 4 years, which is why this belongs in Knuckleheads in the News, because we get a snakebite story every day. This story is about Kyle's recent history in the last 4 years. For instance, there was a time he was driving a truck for a construction crew and was struck by lightning, ended up having a mild heart attack, and still has no sensation on his left side. Then there's the time he was bitten by a recluse spider on his left hand, which swelled up so much doctors had to drain the toxins out, and he now has limited use of the hand. But that's not all. Also in the last 4 years, Kyle was fishing and got bitten by an alligator. And then there was that day he was bitten by his friend's Burmese python as they were feeding it. Frankly, it sounds like Kyle should pretty much stay in the house at all times for his own safety.
Yeah.
And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh.
And that's all the show we have for you today. I hope you enjoy those and repeat those stories to your friends. Remember, you can email Paul at harrisonline.com with a knucklehead story for me to use in the future, or tweet the link to @PaulHarrisShow. And on behalf of Dan and Ian and Colin and Tim, I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
And don't forget, we are playing tomorrow afternoon, 1 to 5, at Crown Valley Winery in St. Genevieve with plenty of cover in case it rains. So it's rain or shine, we're playing. All right, here's Tim Weiland with a final check on traffic. Tim?
All right, Dan. Well, things have really thinned out downtown. Eastbound 40 is no delay at all. Now, you're still running heavy on eastbound Highway 70, westbound 44, whatever you want to call it there, from about St. Louis Avenue through the depressed section. We do have a westbound 40 driver slowing from Boyle out through McCausland. You have southbound 270 that's just a little busy as you approach 44 through the Clayton Road overpass. Westbound 70 is now from the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. Eastbound 40, though, with baseball traffic, it's running heavy. 141 through Mason, a couple pockets, Clayton Morrison to Big Bend. And looks like southbound 170 is slow from the Parkway. This traffic report is brought to you by Midwest RV Center in South County. At Midwest RV Center in South County, they have all your accessory wants and needs, from rugs to chairs to necessities like toilet paper and propane. Midwest RV Center in South County. Your adventure awaits. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I will guarantee you, unequivocally, the chief and I have never, ever done anything wrong.
One of the two top cops in Maryland Heights suspended this week is speaking out in his own defense. What he's saying and the action he'll take next.
Should Missouri require photo IDs if you want to vote in an election? The issue has the candidates for Secretary of State speaking out.
A treasure trove of baseball history in St. Louis for a limited time, where you can see them and when the exhibit moves on.
First at 6, we're hearing tonight from one of the two top cops in Maryland Heights who have been placed on paid leave. Good evening, I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm John Brown, in for Rafer Weigel tonight. City leaders say they suspended the department leaders because of complaints about an unfair work environment. Fox